the basis of our resurrection, it's the basis of the hope of our resurrection, that it has already occurred. It's not something that is going to occur, it has already occurred. And because God has raised Jesus from the dead, we have no problem in knowing and believing He is going to raise us from the dead. For verse 21, for since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. Came by Adam in the garden, man, the death came. But also by man, the second Adam, Jesus Christ, came the resurrection of the dead, bringing back to life that which is dead. In verse 22, for if in Adam all die, that is in the first Adam, we all die, so also in Christ also shall be made alive, because Christ is alive, and as we're seeing in John 5, God has given to him life and the authority to give us life. So by one man, death entered, by the second man, life comes. Look at Revelation chapter 20. Book of Revelation chapter 20. Revelation 20, verse 6. Blessed and holy is the one who has a part in the first resurrection. First resurrection is that resurrection which involves all believers. Blessed and holy is the one who has a part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death has no power. But they will be priests of God and of Christ, and will reign with him for 1,000 years. Look at verse 13 in the same chapter. Verse 13 to 15 in the same chapter. And the deep gave up the dead. Now, you want to start getting into your mind? Genesis chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3, where it's called the deep. And that's the word for sea. And so the deep and the sea, just start getting in your mind. Those are synonymous concepts. And that will help you in this understanding mythology. That will help you in understanding what's going to happen. What happened in the age gone by, the prehistoric age of the spiritual warfare between God and Satan. It will help you understand the new kingdom, the new world that is to come that will not have the deep. It will not have the deep. And what the deep is for, what the deep is about. So, and the sea, or the deep, gave up the dead, which were in it. And the death and Hades gave up the dead, which were in them. And they were judged, every one of them, according to their deed. And death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. So, this is, again, a picture of the resurrection. There is a second resurrection, which we just read something about, as well as along with the first resurrection. This one is for the unbeliever only. The first resurrection, as called in Scripture, refers to believers. The second resurrection refers to unbelievers. Let's look at Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. Give these to you so you have a scriptural reference, have a concept of what's going on. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. People don't wait until you're near death or something to think about the resurrection. If this is predominant in our mind, if we're aware of it, it'll help influence your leading of the Spirit. It will help influence the decisions you make. Because there are so many things that happen in our lives that seem so overwhelmingly important. But think about it. Are they important in regard to the resurrection? Now, except for the few teenagers that are in here, I think most of the adults can think back. Somewhere in your school years, it didn't happen to Jim Passmore and I very often, but sometimes where you were just so involved with a grade, or, you know, a test that you failed, or you might fail, or things of this sort, somebody didn't like you. Just something that happened in junior high school, and it was just the whole world. And we look back on it, and we just were able to smile. Yes, it was important then, but we look back at it, and it just wasn't important. Not that important. And maybe we even did foolish things. Maybe we caused our parents some real turmoil because it was just such overwhelming to us. And when we look at it, and another way of looking at it is, I know, boy, you know, you want to make big grades, you want to make big grades, you go into business, get a job. They don't look at your grades. They go, oh, wow, see, you made a C in world history in the 11th grade. They don't have that kind of time. But, boy, we just, you know, that was a big deal. But when you get to other places, it's just not important. If you will live in the resurrection, and I'm going to show you how we live in the resurrection in Scripture and how this thing plays out in our life. Things are just so overwhelming to us. The loss of something, something we didn't get, something isn't working, this, that, or that. We actually intrude on our own happiness and maybe even intrude on others, our husbands, our wives, our parents, our friends. And on the resurrection, it won't even matter one little bit. I mean, it won't even, it doesn't even enter. And so,